The eyes of all hope in thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and fillest every living creature with thy blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear faithful, those words that I start you off with come today to us from the gradual prayer of today's Mass, the solemn vote of Mass in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. And with the start of 40 hours, we start off anew by having the celebration of the Holy Mass, the sacrifice of Calvary upon the altar, consecrating the luna in which we will adore our Lord for these 40 hours, brand new at the start of the 40 hours, this very Mass right here. It all starts off with that great sacrifice. It all comes to that as its focal point, the sacrifice, the holiest of sacrifices, our Lord on the cross, our Lord there on the altar, the holy sacrifice of Calvary anew, unbloodied, in the Mass. And today's saint, St. John Cantius, he did so much in his life with that same focal point, that same starting point, that same source of grace and driving force to the success of all of his work, that sacrifice of the Mass, that supreme sacrifice that he was constantly uniting himself to our Lord through. And he knew that that would be his pathway for perfection. And this reality became so clear to him very early on in his own vocation. St. John Cantius was a very bright young man, and he soon started his studies as a young adult at the University of Krakow, and he succeeded very well there and excelled to the point of gaining his doctorate and also being ordained to the Catholic priesthood. And immediately upon that ordination, he himself went from student to professor. That's the type of person that he was. He was made to be a great teacher of other men. And so he began his professorship there at the University of Krakow, and he was extremely popular as a teacher. And he's extremely pious in all of his daily exercises of his life, performing great penances, passing great hours in prayer throughout the night, even giving so much to the poor that he would give of his own substance, his own meals, his own clothing, his own shoes, always giving everything he could, so very pious. And that great example that he gave was not missed by others. And the other faculty, some of them anyways, of the other faculty members there, they grew jealous of his success so early in his priesthood. And they complained about it, and they complained enough to the right people that they got him transferred out of the University of Krakow in Poland, off to be the head of a small parish church in the town of Okusz. And in Okusz, he was met with far more difficulty in his work there, because he was, after all, a scholar. He wasn't a pastor of churches. He didn't deal with those things on a regular basis. He wasn't trained with that as his main focus. Yet, seeing that it required a different skill set, he bore up those challenges with such great patience in all of his work. And when he arrived there at his new parish, he found that he was, for the first time, met with real resistance to his work. The parishioners were very cold at the start. St. John never in his life was really a great administrator. And there in the parish, he had to fulfill that role, and it often led to difficulties in parish life. He was never perhaps the most outgoing and personable of people, making it easy to get along with those all around him. And so, therefore, there was barriers that were up that created it difficult to feel welcome with the faithful. He was never the greatest of preachers in his life. His expertise lied in being able to convey higher education discourses in the classroom setting, a different type of delivery than is required for a sermon. And so with that, he found difficulty in the pulpit, which made instructing the simple faithful in the town much harder. Yet St. John was never disheartened by any of this, and he persevered all the way through it and had one thing that was always in his favor, the one thing that made him successful in his post. That was, he was most devoted to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He offered this sacrifice every single day for his people there. He offered it always with that striving for perfection in all the things related to their liturgy. And he instilled a love of the Mass and our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in his people there. And for the handful of years that he was there, slowly the people warmed. Slowly, the people started to appreciate him. Slowly, they realized that they had a truly holy man as their priest, as a man who truly loved God above all else. And they couldn't help but be inspired by that love of our Lord through the Blessed Sacrament. And as such, they, in turn, grew to truly love him. And in a few years, St. John Cantius finally was the reality of what had happened came to light, and he was transferred back to the University of Krakow, the place where he really properly belonged. And when he left, he was followed by all of his parishioners, who insisted on accompanying him all the way back to Krakow, accompanying him by foot from Olkusz all the way to the city of Krakow, a distance of over 26 miles, walking equivalent of a marathon, just to see him safely back to the university. They did it out of love. They did it walking alongside of him and weeping because they realized what they were losing in such a great priest. And it, all that love that came to him was purely through that devotion, through the Holy Mass. After his return to teaching, his love of souls and love of our Lord's sacrifice never waned in the least. It only grew stronger. Yet it led him to have to work for souls by different means. At one point, he decided that he was going to take that sacrifice of our Lord and bring it to those without faith at all. And he made a pilgrimage all the way to the Holy Land. And there arriving, meditating upon our Lord's passion the entire way, he stood there boldly before the Muslims who had taken over Jerusalem. And he preached to them the sacrifice of our Lord upon the cross, the sacrifice of our Lord upon the altar, and the truths of the faith, not caring and even desiring to be a martyr for the faith. And he preached so boldly before them that they couldn't help but be inspired by that, and surely let him live because they saw how much he loved. And then, upon going back to the university, he again realized that the greatest means for saving souls and doing good for souls was right at his disposal every single day. It was right there on the altar. Despite not being a pastor any longer, he still grieved regularly for the offenses given to God by man's sins. It would drive him to tears at times. And yet, with that as a motivating factor, he resolved for himself in his priesthood that every single day that he approached the altar, his intention for Mass would be the reparation of his own sins and the sins of others. He did so much good in his life through that singular devotion to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So much good for souls, yet he rarely left his teaching post. And it ultimately was what made him such a great saint. Dear faithful, You too have the same holy sacrifice at your fingertips daily here. You too can offer the same ultimate sacrifice of Christ for the good of souls. You too have the same crucified Savior before you. And 40 hours is here as a reminder for all of us. It's to remind us of the great importance of that reality of what truly happens upon the altar. It's to remind us of how great good we can do for souls by our constant offering of that sacrifice, because it is your Mass every time you attend it. And with St. John Cantius as our model, we can realize that the only difference between St. John, a great saint in heaven, and ourselves is how often we unite ourselves to that sacrifice and how often we reach into that treasure trove of graces from heaven. So during this 40 hours, come as possible, as often as possible as you can. Come for our ceremonies. Come and adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Sacrifice of your own time to be here at Calvary. And when 40 hours is over, still continue to come. And one day, too, you will find that it will be your greatest success for souls. And one day, too, you will find that that devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and that devotion to that ultimate sacrifice is what will make you a great saint in heaven as well. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.